Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful that God got my husband with me, co-hosting tonight, Apostle Benny Burrell. We are so excited this evening to have a wonderful guest, Apostle Karen Lombard, an awesome, anointed woman of God. I'm grateful for God has brought us together through KMA, Kingdom Ministerial Association, under the leadership of Apostle Julian Young. Apostle Karen, thank you so much for being with us on this evening.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Valerie and Apostle Benny. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's such a wonderful opportunity to join you here tonight. And I know that you do great works all around and busy everywhere that you are planting. So thank you for this appointment.
Amen, amen. I do thank God for you on tonight and, honey, for you standing in my stead. We're grateful for all that who have called in and those who are on the phone lines. I don't want to prolong because I know that there is a divine word that's going to be released from Apostle Karen. So we're going to just pray now. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for this appointed moment. God, we thank you for Apostle Karen. We thank you, Holy Governor, for what you're going to release through her to empower your people on tonight. Right now, we bind every hindrance that would try to rise up. We thank you that this word will come forth with clarity and power. We thank you that it will be executed on a high level. God, we just give you praise right now. We give you glory and honor, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Apostle Karen, at this time, we're going to turn it over to you, and you just go ahead and flow and let us hear what the governor has to say. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Valerie. Apostle Benny, it is, as I said, it's such a wonderful opportunity to be with you here tonight. And I know that all things are appointed. And as we embrace that and as we are obedient in life, God brings us into places. And in that obedience, releases things into our lives and through us as well, so that we can continue to walk in that and be that blessing to others. And that is his heart, for us to release the very things of his heart into those around us, that the areas that we are able to influence. So that takes me back to, a lot of you probably think and know that I have a bit of an accent. And yes, I was indeed born in a country far away in Africa and South Africa. And as a little girl, you know, it was very soon, I was about 5 years old, and I realized that there was this call on my life. I knew it at that time. And I had this person, Jesus, that came into my life in such a beautiful way that I know he knocks on the door of our hearts, and that it is our decision to invite him in and make him part of our life. In that, I knew that he was walking with me and talking to me and taking me through things throughout my life as we continued through this journey. And I very soon became aware of this huge responsibility and this call in my life and on my life. As it was at the time, living in the culture and the society that we were in, it was a very different and a very conservative environment. And still, I embrace the things, how God will not stop at anything to get a hold of us. And even though in all that conservative and religious, yet in a lot of ways very pure, embracing God and his principles and the kingdom principles, still there was a lot of things that was not open and allowed for us to experience and embrace. And I do remember times that I would rub shoulders with friends, maybe at school, and they were the limited amount that I recognized there was something different there. And later on, I would recognize that they were definitely plugged in places where they experience and knew the move of the Holy Spirit, where Holy Spirit was very effective and welcome in their midst. So here I am in this more religious atmosphere in our schools, and I thank God for that. Our schools were very strict, definitely instilled good values and morals. And a lot of things we were driven in to participate so that we can, as humans, as we can discover some things that are hidden inside of us, things that are there for a reason. Because as we know that God equips each and every one of us, that is his kingdom principles. And he thinks generationally that his mindset is of seed, and of seed that will multiply, that will be fruitful in return, but also will multiply. So here I was, and discovering all these talents and all these abilities, and realizing yet within, deep inside, that there is an alignment of all of that, that it's all for a greater reason. But yet I walked a very lonely path, because I knew and I saw, and he revealed to me that the very religious atmosphere of the church environment that I was even in, and it was basically because of peer pressure, because I knew my parents believed more. My father is amazing, and he had the concept of the kingdom. So that was opened up to me in a way, but yet there was so much more to discover. And as I continued to walk through this path of discovery, the hunger would grow inside, and I would realize, but there is more. Became aware of the very reality that whenever I looked at people around me, that I would first of all be drawn to discover their purpose, to find and try and see what are they made of and what are they made for. And do they know that? And only if, and as we know that, as we are imprinted, each and every one of us, with this blueprint for living a successful life, that there has to come a day that we are awakened and redeemed out of the fallen paradigm, the Nicodemus complex, where we get that revelation and a spiritual, a born-again experience happens. Now, that happened for me very, very quickly, very soon in my life. But I kind of realized that not everybody has the same revelation. And that made a differentiation there. So it was always a big drive inside of me. How and why would people not want to discover this more? In all of that, we know that in the kingdom, and that the kingdom is a structure that God created for man to live in and to live out on this earth, and for us to return and bring the fallen paradigm back into alignment with the kingdom paradigm. And we know the famous scripture that I just so love and embrace is, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added on. So for us to get a hold of that, and then everything, let that drench us and fill every fiber so much that every single thing in us always is seeking for the kingdom in everything. So that became a big force and a driving force in my life, to have this passion. And we know that when we have passion, this morning I listened to, heard something that Rick Joyner was saying, and he referenced Karl Marx, and it's very interesting. Karl Marx actually happened to be in my bloodline very closely. And we know that that is very important as well, that we know our heritage, but that Karl Marx actually meant a lot of things for good. That was initial part of his heart. But he said that it just takes a tiny 2% of the people to move the mighty of the 98%. But the key is passion. And we can only bring so much revelation to somebody, but if they cannot ignite the passion inside of them or ignite that truth with a passion, the time will have to come for them to meet that and bring that together. Until that time, the reality of the fallen paradigm that they are walking in will not come into alignment with the kingdom paradigm. So we know that the structure of the kingdom has been laid out for us and created for us to live a life full and abundantly and be effective and to think way past our own limitations. And I'm reminded of that if we look at all the big biblical figures, how many of them could not even see past their own limitations and were astounded what they were able to do in the end. So our attitudes and our thoughts, the way we believe, the way we think, the way we see, literally our language systems in this world is a lot of where we are, where we go, and what we do, and where we will end up. So we have to really address that and look at the philosophy and the values and our language system. Our language system, when everything is going well, our language, when the enemy brings something into our path. What do we say? What do we think, first of all? And what do we set in motion and give life to? What do we birth? Do we birth the reality, the value, the worth, the truth? And then continue to shift and make that adjustment. When anything ever challenges us to come out of that alignment, do we shift back into alignment with the word and the kingdom and stay connected so that we can walk it out and be effective? I've been fortunate to travel the world and live in a few different regions and countries. And you know what, friends? The issues are the same. If we see the things that change needs to infiltrate and come in, it's the same thing. And we look at the value and the morals, value systems. And it is a need for moving from a fallen world paradigm into a kingdom paradigm. And when we come to that moment of repentance, and we can make that move of that born-again moment of saying, this is my reality. That is when we align with the word of God and with his intent for our lives. All of that, I have continued to walk out this path, and I would encourage you today that it is a journey, that life is a journey. And no matter what, as long as you can trust God, he will keep you and he will keep on bringing you back. Should you wander off of that path, should things go out of alignment, he realigns. I formed a company as well out of that compassion that I have for seeing people changed and seeing their lives empowered. And the word that I got at the time was movement emotion, and I thought it was really odd, but I was obedient. And then he says to me, it takes a movement to bring about change. And the famous slogan for us in movement emotion is the most compassionate human act is that in which we truly extend ourselves to touch the life of another. And as we know that we are here each for the other, that we will be able to activate and release others in their walk. Their destination and their destiny. That we will be able to empower them with the very things that we have been trusted with. That we can equip and build leaders and build the future. Seed-minded, thinking of the future generation, the heritage and the legacy within the kingdom. We need to create a place, those areas of our influence, where people can excel and excel to be great. Where we are the activator, the door opener. And when we can see the divine purpose and plan in everything, have that revelation and release life assignments and activate and encourage obedience on others to walk out into it. So that within this movement that I very soon birthed and walked into, I've realized, I knew it was a collaboration, that it takes many talented and established individuals, those that you allow to be drawn to you because you know that those are the ideal ones. And sometimes you have to wait, but they do come. And then a successful transition can be made and you see the beautiful transformations. They get to discover the very things hidden inside of them when you allow them to move into the places and into the things that they were created for. So whenever life produces us with certain demographics and it comes through either economical or social or moral challenges, we know that it creates opportunities. When we walk into a storm or there's a storm coming towards us, whatever nature in life, that it is an opportunity. It is for us to walk through and walk strong. But in that, be mindful of every single opportunity we have to be able to release others and to reach others. We have a series of programs as well, of video interviews with ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And that was birthed out of that very same thing of looking around us and discovering there are individuals everywhere that are not famous, that are not celebrities, but they do amazing things, things that change lives. And through that, we came into a place of being able to draw on those individuals. And as we grow and add more to the list, and very much, my dear friends, what Apostle Valerie and Benny, you're doing with your program as well, bringing people that can inspire others to say, but I can do that too. If that person can do it, I can do that too. And we highlight people that definitely very much have an effect on their family, whether it's the community, whether it's the city, the country, and hopefully the world, if each one does their part and then live a life that is limitless. A very favorite book that has definitely had a very significant influence on my life as well in the 80s was Live Full, Die Empty from Rick Godwin, God's John Wayne. And that man, he is God's straight shooter. And he inspires and he talks about how many of the graveyards are full of movies never made, of books never written, and the list can go on. And if that is not inspiration for us to say, my life needs to mean something. So I was so excited as things continue to walk through, and sometimes it comes with a little frustration because if we do not get hold of what God is doing at the moment and we have a delay, and we know delays can happen, and that is our inability to align on time. But God is faithful, and I so appreciate His faithfulness because when we do, it is an acceleration and an increase, and a suddenly, and we shift, and we come into alignment. And the joyous day when I realized that all these things, and as we journey through life, it's weaving this beautiful tapestry, and it's painting a picture, and as all the pieces, or if you look at a puzzle, as all the pieces come together, it is to complete the full picture. But every single piece is important. And I was so overjoyed when our governor brought me in line, and I did connect with KMA, Kingdom Ministerial Association, and our apostle Julian Young and his wonderful vision and the kingdom message that is so essential for today. And again, I want to encourage each and every single one that is listening today that you ask, what is my assignment? What is my kingdom assignment? Because as I mentioned earlier, you have a kingdom assignment that is just for you, your blueprint. And that'll bring the kingdom, God's manifested will, in every single area of your life. Once you say yes, and when you align with that, and nothing can snare you away from that. Definitely being obedient and walking towards what God has for you. He has a greater plan. There is a plan. And if you still today, I don't care whatever age you might be, and say, I do not know what this plan is, it's not too late. You're not too old. If you only ask, and we know we don't have because we do not ask. But also, my friend, I want to remind you of being ready to receive. Receive what you ask for. And the scripture makes it abundantly clear that there is a plan for each and every one of us. And the evidence is there. And we have enough examples. So we look at the word of those that have walked before us. And in this day of media, we see enough evidence of those walking alongside of us. So be inspired. Know that there is a greater calling and a calling on you to live a life empowered, to live a life full, to leave everything on the table and take nothing with you the day when you step over, to play the part that you have been created and designed for, to be part of this generation that will do things that we have not seen before. And just remember that the plans in your heart, as the word says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, it will stand. So you find out what is the plan for your life. Ask him. I dare you to ask. And if you know, make sure that you live it to a higher level. There is an acceleration and a shift that's taken place, and we are challenged to live at a higher level. And the level of execution. So when something comes, and an assignment, a thing that is laid in your path and in your hands, be faithful in executing immediately. Because as you do, you release that thing and you move on to the next and align to a higher level, but you also release it in time for the next person that you are connected to. Be mindful of the areas in life that you play a vital role. Do not discount that. Today, I want you to really see your value and place value on yourself, on your calling, on your area of influence. We all hear about the seven mountains of influence. There's great work to be done in this time that we are living in. Every moment that you sit back and choose to do something else is a moment that you could have accelerated further, that you could have been the purpose will of God in somebody's life. that you could bring things and people into alignment with their heavenly assignments.
Apostle, so, you mentioned discovering, you're able to discover other people's purpose, or help them discover their purpose, and recognizing your call at the age of 5 and being able to hold to it, that's a good gift to be able to discover others. And if you could discover yours at 5, and that shows leadership, that you were born to be a leader.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Benny. Yeah, I have always found it's easy for us to look at others, and we can see, because God just kind of reveals to us very easily the things and the abilities that we are able to identify, and through whether it's through word of knowledge and prophetic revelation as well. But I always encourage people to look at themselves and look at their heritage and look at where they're coming from and look at what the Word says about them. Look at your abilities. Look at the things that you are good at, that you are passionate about, and allow
and
those things
to connect.
And there's
more to be discovered.
Amen. That's right.
Yes. And
that's the beauty of the journey.
You mentioned about the good morals and values, the strictness of the schools and so forth that you had to attend. And do you feel like that was something that helped you?
Certainly,
in recognizing your
call did. Yes. And I think
that is
a very important thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Discipline.
Train up a child in the way they should go.
That is right. That is so true. Because if we train to listen and hear, it's easier to hear and be obedient to when the Holy Spirit tells us something to do as well. It certainly brings challenges at a different level, because we are operating at a different level, but it certainly helps. Absolutely, Apostle Benny.
We've gotten ourselves down, Apostle Curran, to about a minute. Won't be able to bring any callers on, but definitely it was a great word of greater truth. And hearing that from a different region, as you spent time in South Africa, being that's your heritage, I feel that's one of the most important things that the listeners can draw from that. God so loved the world, no matter where you are in the world, there is a purpose for you.
Amen. That is right. And he can take us from one place if we are obedient, and he can put us wherever he chooses to.
Yes. We're down to, again, about 1 minute. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out, Apostle, if you don't mind. And then we can dialogue a little bit later. But I appreciate the listeners. At the Empowerment Place, our motto is, when you are empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else.
Amen.
Holy Governor, henceforth our obedience shall aid us in elevating to the highest level of execution, a high level of apostolic encounter, high level of response, and high level of kingdom life. We pray that you will continue to lead and guide Apostle Curran as you had done for her life. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just speak that over every single life with us today, that they will find their divine purpose in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
All right, Apostle, we appreciate you coming on. And I think that was, a really good word for the listeners. And until we meet again.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Apostle Benny.
All right.
Thank you. God bless.
Yes. Yes.